It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Jim Johnson and Mo Stewart. We've got coming up Alex Hurst. We also have James Roach and we've got Tom Fahey all on the way. It's going to be very much Champions League place focused. I think in our own time we can reflect on the fact that Everton have only won 8 games in this league season, whilst they've got a number of draws. Some would say that doesn't bode well going into next season, but we will count those chickens once they have hatched at the end of the campaign and see how many they've got out of 38. Currently they sit on 8, ladies and gentlemen, but that's not a big story, nor is whether or not Southampton will get a certain point or that doesn't matter either. Everything is about those Champions League places, but it's also about Liverpool versus Arsenal. Jim, Arsenal obviously got knocked out by Paris Saint-Germain. I think it's just worth acknowledging that Arsenal were excellent first half against Paris. I thought Odegaard, Saka, Timber and Declan Rice all were terrific. I think it's significant for each of them, with the possible exception of Saka, I'd argue, in that everyone knows what Saka is and everyone knows how special Saka is. But I think pointing out that Odegaard, who got a fair bit of grief from some quarters after the first leg, which I thought was undeserved. Timber, who I thought looked like a man who'd been let off the leash a little bit in terms of being able to show his technical quality going forward. And Rice, yes, he misses the header early, but it's another big performance for Declan Rice on the European stage, and it all feels a little coming of age. Those three in particular, I think, can very much hold their head high.
So they go in, don't they, sometimes, the Declan Rice header, and who knows that over time, if he becomes very much, which I think he should become, that attacking eight, with perhaps a little less reliance on doing the hard yards that he also does. I mean, people forget that 50-yard run back to make that interception on a yellow card, by the way. You know, it sort of reduces the performance of the man over the course of this season, where at times I think Declan has pulled the team up a hill like a piano. And, you know, we've got some existential issues, Arsenal, I think it's safe to say. Let's not forget that we did get beat by PSG, but so did the Premier League champions, right? So they are that good.